He's known across the state as the king of recruiting.
King.
He's a
the
sea
king.
Of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, buddy? Hey, we miss you, Danny.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you said you don't have a whole lot to talk about today. The first thing I was going to say, I mean, you follow all these guys, and, of course, it's not like it used to be where the majority of these guys, you look at juniors and seniors that you've been, you know, that you followed 4 years ago. These are all first and second year guys for the most part. Any surprises? Any like, wow, that kid's really filled out in the last 2 years and the first 2 days of practice?
Man, I'll have to go with what I've seen over the course of summer being down there, but I'll get my first look at them in pads next week, Baz. But, man, I'll tell you, some of the initial groups that jump out to me this summer would probably be D-line. I know everybody's going to go with that group, but it does. It just looks so much different on paper now. We'll see what it looks like on the field and how effective it is this fall. But that would be where I would start. Interior D-line looks so much better compared to a year ago. Defensive back-wise, man, I'm still a little bit hesitant back there. It seems like more bodies and different bodies is really all anybody was looking for after last year, I think. But defensive backs, it's a little bit worrisome at the safety spot, in my opinion. But, Baz, they've got good-looking bodies. Of course, you were out there earlier this week. As you said on your video, everybody looks good right now. Everybody's All-American, you know, in
right.
shorts. But did talk to somebody last night. They're impressed with the linebacker group. They're saying maybe we're not talking enough about the linebackers. I know Jaquavion Smith, Bradley Shaw, they seem to have those two starting spots locked down so far. But you start looking behind them, you find a Ben Bogle who's played a ton of football. Nobody's really talking about him. Phoenix Jackson,
good-looking kid.
Yeah, six-year guy there, so a lot of experience with those two. But then Wyatt Simmons sitting there, and I think we're all kind of expecting maybe that next step from Wyatt after he got his feet wet a little bit last year. So could be a low-key group that we're not really talking about there, Baz, but did hear from somebody last night that was kind of surprised there hasn't been more buzz about the linebacker group so far.
Where's the Smith kid from? What's his first name?
Jaquavion Smith.
So, Jaquavion.
He came up from Howard University.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Pretty good pull in the portal. By the time he made his decision, it seemed like a lot more teams really wanted Jaquavion coming out of the portal this past offseason. I forget his exact offers, but I do know they had to battle a little bit for Smith there.
I made the observation that it looked like there were about 25 defensive backs, so that's a well-stocked room. I don't know exactly the number. And then the other thing was, like, I think there's two coaches for every starter. I mean, it's okay. There's 30 coaches on staff. I don't know what, you know, you get so many. You get what, with 13, and then you get analysts out there. I mean, it's almost like watching Calipari's basketball.
So sure.
You got eight coaches from the 12 players, but that's just something that sort of stood out to me too, Danny.
Man, you know what sticks out about that, Baz, is that's been the case at just about every SEC school for a while, and Arkansas has just now kind of caught up to it. But
gotcha.
I'm with you on that. There's so many people walking around now that man, back in the day, buddy, I knew their hometown, you know, knew how they got to Arkansas. I'm talking about support staff people. But now, man, I mean, they come and go so quickly, and there's so many of them, as you pointed out. I can't keep up with everybody's duties and whatnot, but I think that's a good thing, too.
I
like seeing a lot of people that you're like, oh, you work behind the scenes, you're in analytics, or you're with portal efforts, and all you do is sit there and look around, you know, the transfer portal, and that's popping. I like hearing that Arkansas has the resources finally to do that.
Yeah, did you see the announcement today about the all-in fund that they started it? 30 was the goal, 30 million, I think is what Hunter had announced, and they're going to raise that sucker to 50 because they feel like they're doing better after 11 months than they thought they would.
Man, I did. I saw that. Now, you know, I appreciate the transparency when they're able to throw out numbers like that. But
yeah,
that's really what I think a lot of people have missed out on. They've wanted more transparency to see where that money goes and how well it's spent. And the best way you know how to show them that is this fall, Baz. They want to know where that money went for the D-line and all these players we're talking about. That's where you can get more money, in my opinion. So hopefully they'll start to turn the corner there. But I did see that.
Can you imagine? I'm just telling you, can you imagine, and maybe this is why they're not doing it, if they ever were allowed to publish
how much
what every player's making. Holy cow. Could you imagine the grief that those players would get on the field? We're paying you $500,000 for that block. I mean, it is what it is, but I think that's
somehow
they're not going to do it because that's what would happen. I don't know. But
there's some unofficial leaks out there, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. You have an idea, like, for example, like Quincy Rhodes, when they got him, I heard it was, you know, 800 to a million, and maybe the KJ Jackson might have been, you know, 600, 700,000, which is still, it's hard for me to throw that out there. You know, just a million, just 600,000.
I know, for a lot of reasons, one of you being one of the players back then as well, with everything that goes on. I mean, just, it's still hard to believe, and I don't mean to come across as, here you guys are old, you guys are still wearing leather helmets and stuff like that. It's just, it's different.
Well, the heat that would be on those players, and I guess probably maybe that's why it will never happen. I don't know, unless they get to a point where positions are played by, you know, a slot number, you know, whatever that slot is. For tight ends, it is. But anyway, could you imagine, Danny, if that got out, how bad that would be? You know, whoo.
Oh, man. Yeah, we do every week we do a what they were tweeting story after each game, and it's always been a traffic driver for us.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I find when I'm searching these guys' names immediately after a loss, boy, it gets rough now. So, they're paid handsomely now. They're all big boys. They can take it, but, man. You ain't lying. It gets rough as it is right now. So, I can imagine what the exact total would do to some of these guys.
So the tweets that you're talking about, what they were tweeting, you don't mean the players, it's what the fans were tweeting?
No, it's what fans and media and
everybody,
during a game. Yeah,
that's a segment. Okay,
Danny, before we let you go, thanks to H Day Trailer Sales, by the way, Trey over there in Hot Springs. We're here in Hope at the Watermelon Festival, 50th anniversary. Are you a watermelon guy? If so, are you a seed or seedless guy, or does it matter?
Man, I got to go seedless at this point now. Growing up, I couldn't care less. I'd take whatever you got. But, you know, I got two girls now. We all get seedless watermelon, so I guess I'm on that kick now. But, you're in the best spot for it, man. They get tough to find around the country, man. Once you get away from South Arkansas, I find they're a little less sweet, in my opinion. But,
we're getting ready to
home of McKelvin Ageem is the last one.
Yeah,
out of there.
We mentioned his name, and he's one of the best guys I've ever seen, Roger, as a high school player on film. One of the most, he was returning kickoffs at like 250, and it looked like Jason Peters. He was so athletic, and then. Just didn't have quite a dominant, great career. Arkansas did get a cup of coffee in the pros, I think, for a few years. But, coming out of high school in Hope, man, he was one of the most dominant players I had seen. I really had high hopes for him.
A great kid, too, man.
Yeah.
I always put he and Bobby Portis up there as far as five stars who would actually call you back if they missed an interview or something. They would actually take the time to call back a reporter.
So yeah, that's
really
that
stuck out to me there.
Yeah, that's awesome that they would do that. Well, thanks, buddy.
We'll start filling it up. Recruiting heats up here in the next couple of weeks, so we should have a lot more recruiting to talk about. Just not a ton so far. We're in a dead period through the end of the month here.
Awesome, awesome. All right, buddy, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Baz, thank you.